You're listening to SBS News.
Spread across nearly 800 pages, the Royal Commission report into the Christchurch mosque attacks was made public after nearly 18 months of work. While the report states that New Zealand authorities couldn't have prevented the attacks, it criticises security agencies for placing disproportionate scrutiny on Islamic terror threats and failing to appropriately investigate the threat of other ideologies. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern apologised on behalf of the country, saying that she was aware of community concern over disproportionate scrutiny.
For many years, the Muslim community has raised concerns over the disproportionate scrutiny by security and intelligence agencies. As one member of the community put it to me recently, they could only assume that same level of scrutiny was being applied to those who may have posed a threat to their security. The report confirms that there was, quote, inappropriate concentration of resources. While the Commission made no findings that these issues would have stopped the attack, these were failings nonetheless. And for that, on behalf of the government, I apologise.
Abdighani Ali, spokesperson for the Muslim Association of Canterbury, says the report shows communities had a right to be concerned.
We've known for a long time that the Muslim community has been unfairly targeted with hate speech and hate crimes. This report shows that we were right. The report shows that institutional prejudice and unconscious bias exists in the government agencies and that needs to change. We know this prejudice has led to the lack of trust between our community and government agencies. At this stage, we accept the 44 recommendations in the report.
While victims' families look for a way to heal, Mr. Ali is calling for better wide-scale understanding of institutionalised bias. He says that recommendations will be made once the report has been read in detail, but flags that more needs to be done to prevent faith-based communities from being viewed through an ethnic community lens.
The report does not go far enough into recognising that as a faith-based community, being treated through an ethnic community's lens fails to do justice in recognising the uniting and strength-based elements of our faith.
51 worshippers were killed and dozens more injured in March 2019 when Australian gunman Brenton Tarrant opened fire on the Al Noor Mosque and Linwood Islamic Centre in inner city Christchurch. Mr. Tarrant was sentenced to life in prison without parole in August. While New Zealand officials have issued unreserved apologies to survivors, Labor MP Andrew Giles believes Australia also needs to acknowledge the role it played.
We must recognise that an Australian terrorist committed these atrocities, an Australian radicalised here on our soil. We must recognise that Australia is not immune to terrorist attacks from homegrown right-wing extremists. And this must be a call to action, to say no to hate, and to recognise the grave threat posed by right-wing extremism.
Ms. Ardern earlier said that she would be discussing the report with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. More than 400 interviews were conducted and 73,500 pages of evidence and submissions analysed as part of the inquiry. The New Zealand government has vowed to implement all 44 recommendations by March next year. Community leaders say keeping this promise is a crucial next step in rebuilding trust. Faisal Saeed, General Secretary of Linwood Islamic Centre, says that he sincerely appreciates the efforts of the government.
We sincerely appreciate all the work that has gone into compiling the report and grateful to everyone who has participated in the report. We also appreciate the efforts of Prime Minister and other ministers visiting the community just before the release and extending the reassurance. For that, we say thank you.
Muslim academic Anthony Green hopes implementation of the recommendations will lead to change and spare other communities of the same pain.
One of the many concerns from this dreadful experience is that no other community has to go through to suffer what this has gone through. That's been said already, but it has to be stressed. We do not want anyone else anywhere. That's why nobody in our community talked about revenge. We don't want anyone to suffer what our people have gone through.
While progress is being made with words on paper, families of victims and survivors are still searching for tangible ways to heal. Fareed Ahmed, whose wife died in the attacks after she went back inside the Al Noor Mosque to find him, hopes forgiveness and love will show the way forward.
You know, there was one hate on 15th of March, and it was replaced by Kiwis, by millions and millions of love. So the ground is fertile. We just need the guidance, assistance, and the momentum.
Omar Rashid, whose relative was killed in the attacks, says he wants to keep proudly serving New Zealand as an ambassador of coexistence, tolerance and harmony.
The victims and their families continue to live with a horrible tragedy. We need to be supported so each can proudly serve New Zealand as true ambassadors of coexistence, tolerance and harmony. The very spirit of Muslim communities responds in the aftermath of this colossal tragedy. There is much work to be done on building the supporting social cohesion and inclusion for all people, and we look forward to working with the responsible minister to implement the proposed recommendations.
New Zealand's Minister of Security Intelligence Services, Andrew Little, will be appointed to oversee the implementation of the recommendations.